It's season 9 for Talking About You with Estra, a car accident advocate and activist, bringing you new titles and topics and guests. Estra believes in standing up for auto insurance policyholders, fair auto insurance settlements, full pay from employer ERISA plans, Social Security disability for insured, not Wall Street greedy, and protections against harassment and intimidation and abuse from police. Let's get started with our topics today. Talking About You with Estra, Season 9, Episode 4, welcomes you today for another discussion about improving the quality of life after an unexpected car wreck. Is it your day for a collision? Thanks for returning to Season 9, Episode 4 of Estra's 219-220 Car Accident Planner. The top contents will be personal and internet notes today. Chat is open right now on estrascarwreckhelp.com and Estra's radio show on Block Talk Radio. Therefore, join in and flex those fingers. These are two favorite areas in 219-220 Planner. And why is that? And which one is what we're talking about? We're talking about internet and personal notes. Because it's a place where what's the most interesting things to you are kept. In other words, what matters to you and those locations. For example, websites you frequently visit may be kept in this section, which makes it easy to return to those places and write down personal information. The other area, personal notes, places situations and emotional concerns at the forefront. Questions you want answered, positive or negative responses to those which happen regarding your personal experience, whether that's pain and suffering and how it was caused. In fact, use this area in any way you like that helps to review in future days what has happened in the past and even in the current. So that's important to use it that way. The Estra's 219-20 helps, the planner here we're talking about, helps to see the relationship by documenting meetings and conversations. Will keep you focused on goals, not to be swayed in possible directions that keep you in a place of disadvantage, while learning what is in your best interest. So in other words, you can take those internet notes and those personal notes, review them, see where you are, where you've been, what has happened, and how it helps you to move forward. So sometimes we're in a situation, if we don't write things down, then we're not able to get the full picture of it. Talking About You with Estra is an advocate for those dealing with who? Insurance companies, employers, Social Security, police, or anyone else dealing with your car collisions. Okay. The 219-220 Car Accident Panel helps to pave the way in looking at the whole picture faced, allowing you to make the best recommendations by becoming your best advocate. Why? When you're your best advocate, you evaluate not only what you see, what you hear, and what you experience, right? So you're taking all of that combination and you're saying, this is what I see, this is the whole picture. There are some things I missed by only looking at one segment and not the whole one. And then you can rectify and adjust the way in which you want to proceed. And remember this. This is what's happening to you, not necessarily anyone else. And so you have to be the one to decide how you want to move forward. If it's someone's moving in a way that you don't want to move, don't move. You have options. Remember that. Sometimes we don't feel we have options, and sometimes we really don't have options. Let me give you a quick example. Yesterday I went on the internet because I think I told you guys on the first day of the new episode how all of a sudden I have an iPhone, but the power was staying on. This is like almost week 5 that the power just doesn't die. I'm waiting for the phone to die since it was hacked, right? Die, phone, die. So I go out finally and I ask on the internet, how do you make an iPhone die, right? And I'm looking and there's no questions out there for this, right? So it makes you wonder who has that technology that first they can just take over your phone at will, whether it's an iPhone, an Android, whether it's on Sprint, whether it's on Verizon, whether it's in your home on your your TV, whether it's satellite or DSL, whatever you're working on, what has given these people the power to just go out and do whatever they want? Especially if you're an activist and you're talking about things maybe they don't want people to know. Well, I say those days are over, right? We have a right to share the information and the things that are happening to us. And that's why I'm such a believer in insured civil rights legislation, because I hope that it will bring out a lot of the things that are being done to us in our society. Now, we hear a lot about what China's doing, what Russia's doing, but what about what is happening to Americans right here in America by other Americans? That's what we need to talk about. We need to see who's really running our country, what they're doing. What are they doing in our lives? Someone had mentioned to me years ago about why in the world would people in third world countries have cell phones? Why would they have cell phones? They don't have food. When you think of somebody's going to give somebody a food or a cell phone, it would be food. But it's cell phone. So sometimes I personally believe people are using these for tracking devices and not for our benefit. So just keep that in mind while you're traveling wherever you're going with that phone of yours. Or even at home when you're watching your television, is somebody listening in on your conversations or just hacking whatever they desire? Keep it in mind, because the more you know and the more aware you are, then the more you'll take a look and say, wow, this is really happening to me. And if your cell phone, you've been trying to get it to die and it won't die, chances are somebody has been hacking and listening on your phone, and they may have information on there they don't want anyone else to see, or they release your phone. But that's a whole other story. Let's get back to the Estra's car accident, 219-220 car accident planner. Okay. So one of the things I want to say is that the car accident planner helps to pave the way in looking at the whole picture facing that you're facing, and allows you to make the best recommendations by becoming your best advocate. You've got to be. If you do nothing else, become your best advocate, because that's the only thing that's going to open the door or open your eyes to the things that are surrounding you and the things that are happening. All right, so let me go on to, this is the fourth Estra awareness tip. It says, quote, find a time each day to update information in your calendar. This will help you to succeed in your goals and stay up to date with activities going on in your life. Productivity begins with recognizing the actions required by you each day. Right? So it's about you. It really is. That's why we're talking about you, because really this is about you. It's about you recognizing what benefits you, how you become your best advocate, how taking care of yourself is most important. You've got to do these things when you're after a car accident. You have less time, less energy, less money typically. But that doesn't mean that you can't get the things done that you can get done. And that just means trying as much, but also resting in between. A lot of times it's very difficult to do that, but you've got to find a way to make it work for you. Again, the 219-220 car accident planner is like having a friend to help protect and share ideas, along with caring about the outcome of your insurance claim, because it will make a difference whether your claim is approved or denied. Does it mean your life will end? Does it mean it might not be harder or maybe easier depending on the outcome? But you have to actually make sure that you are ready for whatever comes your way. Now, this week we've spent time on each topic in the calendar explaining how it makes a difference when dealing with insurers, employers, Social Security, police, medical professionals, finances, attorneys, online and off, online and public harassment. And boy, could I go on with that list, without a doubt. But what is inside the Estra's car accident planner? So today actually is Thursday already. I'm glad I'm starting to get warmed up again. That Monday, I had so many frogs in my throat. It was unbelievable. Ow, 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 ow. Okay, so on Monday, we talked about the monthly calendar and monthly budget. On Tuesday, we talked about the medical prescription list and the medical notes. On Wednesday, we talked about auto insurance and legal notes. And today, we're going to talk about personal and internet notes. And then tomorrow, we're going to talk about public harassment notes and online harassment and other information. And guess what? I have a special treat for you. on Saturday, what you'll see is they'll all be in one set. So if you missed one or missed two and you just want to hear the whole thing together, you'll be able to listen to that now on Saturday. So make sure you go out, pull that up if you haven't listened to them, and do that. And also, please send me a notice, hashtag Esther's Radio Show on Twitter. Also talking about you with Esther on Facebook. And yes, it's taking me a while without a phone to get to some of these, but I promise someday I will be restored, and I'll let you know when that happens. All right. So, because what we do today matters for tomorrow, like I said, please support insured civil rights legislation. It's the way to a fair and just future for anyone involved in a car accident. So, make sure, again, like if you missed any of these podcasts, they are available right now to listen to. You can go out to your favorite podcast place, subscribe to Talking About You with Esther, and get caught up. And by the way, there are season 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 out there, and they have a lot of information too. All right, let's get to the personal notes section. It's like opening up a journal page. Okay, it allows you to break it out by topic, by people, by companies, or by dates. Use it as an outline of what is important. For example, you might have something written like the date, you know, today's September 12th, the subject, a car accident, comments, this is what happened, right? What you want to do is have something that's simple and short, yet to the point. And this open space will allow you to decide how you want to write things. If you need additional space, a blank page, I guess, is right across from there so you can add additional information. I use that side all the time. Things that don't work in other sections might be viable in the personal notes. The key is that the information written down triggers the experience you want to recall. So you want to have enough information there where when you read it, it's like, oh yeah, I remember this happening, and this is what I want to say about it, or this is what I want to reflect back. So however you want to use those personal notes sections, you can. Now, the internet page keeps websites, links, and searches performed. These are locations where you want to return to for more information or just to revisit, where pertinent data is about a condition is held, maybe about what's going on with you, or about a situation you may be experiencing that will help with decision-making. Decision-making, especially when you have support systems, makes a difference. The internet notes is also open to design it your way, because we all use the internet in different ways and we all process information, not always the same. So use it however it works by keeping you ready to access the internet sites, which makes it easy for you to go back and actually get to the information. One of the things I want to say, because a lot of times people are talking about being able to stay in the cloud or the internet, I personally am a person that believes also in the written word. Because one thing you can always grab is your calendar. You can't always, if you get locked out like I am now, you can't always grab things and you have to rebuild. But if you have a calendar that's already set up, that everything's easy and ready to find, you just, when you have ups or downs, you just keep gliding right through because the information is there. So make sure that when you use that you make sure that you make it so that you have more than one option. And that's like most things in life. If you have more than one option in a situation, you usually fare better, because if one thing shuts down, there's another door that's open. And if you have three or four, then you're really cooking. Okay, so in other words, you've got the right idea. Same thing with finances. I still say, make sure you save a nickel, a dime, a dollar, five, ten, a hundred, whatever you can save for you. Because I guarantee you, first of all, insured harassers will come and try to take it from you. Okay, and why is that? Because they know that if you're broke and poor, it takes away a lot of your power. And if it takes away a lot of your power, their abusive tactics cannot necessarily be heard. I challenge you on that, though. If you are experiencing those things today, I would personally challenge you to speak out. In fact, make sure that you do hashtag Esther's Radio Show and tell us about it. You want to be come on the show and tell people what's been happening? Just send me a message. Okay, I'm ready to listen. I know that these things are happening to far too many people out there, and we need to expose what's going on. Okay, using the internet notes will decrease the amount of time spent looking for sites which will help your cause. Have you noticed how much time you spend looking for things sometimes? Especially if what malicious harassers are playing with your browser. Sometimes items are viewable and at other times they are not. If you write down the link, they will be available. And by the way, be sure to use the HTTPS secure to make sure that you're going to the proper place, okay? Because sometimes you're at their website and you're not your own. That's kind of hard to believe. You're sitting there looking at Google saying, oh, I'm in Google. I'm having a great time. I'm doing a search. But maybe you're not in Google. Maybe I wasn't in Google when I said, how can I get this iPhone to die? Because unfortunately, they have a lot of links between the browser and the sites that we go. And we need to know about these things. And we need these actual companies to shut it down. And we need them to kick their employees to the curb that they know are working both sides of the street. Yeah, I said it. Working both sides of the street. Working for the company and working for the harassers. It's happening. It's real. It needs to be investigated. Okay, let me go on because you know how I can just shift in a minute. Okay, so I was just saying that the HTTPS is a way to make sure that it's secure. If you have that little, it's like a little yellow triangle, gold cut triangle with an exclamation mark, know that something's not right. And if you click on it, it'll say your site is not secure. So at least I give some locations or sites credit because they're trying to make it so that when these people do hack you, you are aware if you know what to look for. And that's why learning and education is so important. Let's see here. Check the window to be sure it's a secure link. That's what I was just saying. If the green lock is there, it's secure. If it's not, you may be at a harasser's fake site. Remember, learn about everything as much as you can. Previously, I was always talking about Block Talk Radio, because I thought it was an issue on their site. It wasn't until a year or so, maybe even 2 years into this process, that I learned that it wasn't necessarily Block Talk Radio, although perhaps some of their employees also working with these harassers. But what I learned was it was actually between the browser and Block Talk Radio. So that's where they're making this change or doing these hacks that cause a problem where they can actually just take all your information, take your passwords, take whatever they want, use whatever they want. So I was glad to see that, and I was glad to be able to finally provide Block Talk Radio with examples of what I was seeing on my side. But that was after I learned how the process of this deviant behavior worked. All right, so remember, learn everything as you go along. That's what I do, and that's why I share what I learn. Now, the Estra 219 220 Car Accident Planner shares the concerns that arise for people involved in car accidents, yet you can use it for other things because it works just as effectively. Remember, though, that I am here for you and have been in many car accidents myself, okay? So I understand what you're going through. I'm here for you and have learned about what typically may come your way. That's why you and I are talking today. Until tomorrow, watch out for the drivers who what? Are not paying attention or those working against those who do so. This is Talking About You with Estra. Chat with me on estrascarwreckhelp.com. I care about protections to help insurance policyholders. Come back tomorrow as I continue to share the last day, which is also so important about you getting a copy of the 219-220 Car Accident Planner. Something happens, your book's in hand, and you're ready. I'll see you tomorrow.